Hey there, are you ready to elevate your personal brand or company? Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for video content and audience building. Imagine growing your brand organically on social media without the hassle of editing videos for hours. With Viral Growth, it's a breeze. They handle the brainstorming, scripting, and editing while you simply just hit record. And don't worry about your niche. They cater to everyone, from business and marketing to health and wellness. Are you ready to make waves in the social media realm? Visit viralgrowth.io and use code ADWEEK, that's ADWEEK, all lowercase, and get 10% off your plan.
Hello, and welcome to Brand Week, the podcast. My name is Al Manarino. I am a senior producer of the Ad Week Podcast Network. And with me, as always, unfortunately, is my co-host and best buddy, John Heil, GM of podcasts, finance extraordinaire, and just all around a great dude. What's going on, John?
Hey, Al. How we doing?
I'm doing great. We are on day two of Brand Week. Tell us a little bit about what day two has in store for us.
Yeah, we just wrapped day two programming. It's about 5:30, and the theme of the day was the Agile Thinkers. So that was kind of the focal point of the day, all the programming pointing us back towards that. Do you want to tell us a little bit about who our two special guests are?
Well, we do have two incredible special guests. One of my favorite people on the planet, John, earmuffs.
Mine too.
One of my favorite people on the planet. She is the creative and inclusion editor at Adweek. She is the host of Off Madison on the Adweek podcast network, as well as the co-host of Yeah, That's Probably an Ad. I know all of this because I work really, really closely with this guest, Shannon Miller. Shannon, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. You did forget one more title. I am also the president of the Al Manarino fan club.
Yes.
There is one that exists.
Yeah, we, it's one member.
We're small but mighty.
And also we have another special guest. Yesterday we spoke to our chief content officer, and then we also had another speaker. This time around we have an audience member. We have an attendee, which is really fun. We have Tara Nolan, who is a conscious marketer, creator, and consultant, and overall awesome human being. So glad that you can join us on the podcast.
Well, thank you for that introduction. Very happy to be here.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Tara, Al kind of read a brief description of what you do. In your own words, how would you describe, you know, what you do and why you're here with us for the week?
Yes, that was the top line. Concise. The longer version. So I have been in global growth for holding company agencies the majority of my career. So biz dev, looking for client partners and all of that to work with, which has been great. Also communications as well. So I've known the Adweek crew for quite a long time. But currently, in the past few years specifically, I've focused a lot on sustainability, just out of personal interest. And so started creating some content of my own, primarily on Instagram and a blog, and focused on travel specifically, but then that kind of enveloped into a lot of other things. And so it's really my passion. And I hear a lot of the brands marketers saying this as well throughout the week, that really, you know, purpose at the core, meaningful, not only campaigns, but just having, you know, greater meaning as a brand, and how you express that to not only your consumer base, but communities and people at large and the world at large. So that whole position is really important to me in working with brands and any kind of entity, really, to just better the cause and do greater together is really what I'm about.
Excellent. And, you know, this is Brand Week, the podcast. This is an extension of this live event that we're doing in Miami. What brought you here? And what are you hoping to get out, learn at the end of all of this, which ends on Friday?
I know. So we're not even midway. So yes. I'm actually working with Adweek as an Adweek creator. So this is kind of the pilot program / first iteration of how you guys are creating different formats, amplifying the event that's happening, which is really awesome and I think very smart. I know the group is quite large. Some people have up to, 2 million followers on TikTok alone, which is insane. I am not at all at that level of, following an audience and maybe one day, but really I think what's special about that is just, like I said, being able to amplify what's going on here through different lenses, people with different networks, whether they're large or small, because, you can have a couple people that are followers that have their own influence and network. So you know how it works, it's media. But I think generally, these events are just so great, especially after this pandemic, to just come together. The vibe is cool. Who doesn't love Miami? But bit of networking and just finding, you know, those connections with like-minded people. You know, it doesn't matter whether or not you have an immediate need today or tomorrow, but that kind of idea of, you know, karmic business and how can you make an introduction today, maybe connect with someone in the future. And if I can't offer you something today, maybe it's something, you know, in a couple years or vice versa. But I think that's really important. And just everyone getting together, especially after not being able to get together and just hang out with like-minded people and have a good time. It's like a mini festival. It's good.
Absolutely. And so on the theme of traveling and getting together, when Al let me know that you were going to be one of our guests on the show today, I did what any good host would do, and I Googled you. And of course, in looking at your Twitter bio, I saw your location listed as New York and Caribbean. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So that's a happy accident. That was my pandemic silver lining for sure. It's kind of funny because I think a lot of people sometimes when they make these big life choices and changes, it's pretty, you know, black and white. It's like, I'm going to go do this and I'm going to go live there and like that. That's my decision. And mine was not at all like that. It was a very serendipitous kind of journey to having multiple bases, I guess you could say. And so I left New York. I've always lived in Brooklyn, with the exception of a few years in Europe, but I decided to leave New York and just put my things in storage and moved in with my parents. This is peak pandemic. They were on Long Island. It was crappy, you know? And then some friends invited me to go on a vacation. So I said, okay, well,
I'm just going to... That part sounds better than Long Island.
Yeah, much better. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to pack a bag, you know, for the week-ish. And then I got down there and it was great. It was safe and happy and sunny and I can go swim, and more friends that I didn't expect to be there started showing up there, and it was island life, you know, coming from New York, and it's New York. It's tough. It's a grind. It's crazy. A pandemic was insane on so many levels, but the Caribbean was not that way, and it was just a wonderful place to be. And so I ended up staying there for 8 months in St. Bart's in particular. Wow. So it's quite a dynamic international crew, as you can imagine, to say the least. And it was just awesome. It was a real, you know, 180 from what my life was before having moved there. So, and as a result, I've gone back last season and then this season as well, I'll go back there. But the funny thing is about that particular island is that it's quite international. So you've got people that are still working or they're retired, but they're business minded. You're not just, you know, drinking a margarita in a hammock somewhere. And, you know, you're involved. It's a good crew to be around.
Well, the next time we interview you on the podcast, we'll gladly come to you, you know, especially if it's when
you're invited.
In the
you're all invited.
Yes. We will invite ourselves.
So, Shannon, we are in Miami, very mm-hmm. close to your stomping grounds in Clearwater, I believe. Mm-hmm. How does it feel to not have to travel to an Ad Week event? And I think that's basically it, honestly. How does it feel to not have to travel?
Dope. I have spent a lot of time in airports since joining in an official capacity. And, you know, there was a before and after time where, you know, before I was like, I would love to be able to just, you know, jet set and, you know, hop on a plane and go here 1 month and here the other month. And then I started to kind of do that. And I was like, oh no, I should have been specific.
And careful what you manifest.
Exactly. And it, you know, I am not at all, complaining. I'm not complaining about these opportunities I have. It's great. But I think that there is such an untapped potential in Florida that exists within and outside of our industry. And, you know, Miami is such a great focal point for, you know, what is possible in the Floridian market and in advertising. But there are so many, you know, little markets in Florida that are really on the upward trajectory. Like Tampa, where, you know, I'm from, is really growing its presence. And on top of that, they're using this growing presence to tap into Hispanic and Latinx markets because it is very prevalent there. So it's cool to be able to sort of take our industry, as you know, we talk about decentralization a lot, and really look at what's existing beyond these major hubs that we're always talking about, like New York and LA. And also just outside of that, from a real personal aspect, I love not having to rush to a plane. That was really great. I really liked, still packing the morning of and not having that inherent stress of like, am I going to miss everything? Or, you know, is the TSA line going to be long? I'm like, let me think about these dresses for a second. And I've got time. We can just mosey on down there whenever. It's been just a really great experience all around.
Jealous.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey there, podcast fam. Are you ready to break free from the social media rut? Hold on to your hats because we've got just the thing for you. Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for leveling up your online presence. Whether you're a personal brand or a company, they've got the tools and know-how to take you to the next level. With Viral Growth, forget about those endless hours of video editing. They handle everything from brainstorming to polishing your content so you can just focus on being awesome. And guess what? We're hooking you up with a sweet deal. Use code ADWEEK for 10% off when you sign up. Ready to take your social media game to the next level? Head on over to viralgrowth.io and let's turn those digital dreams into a reality.
All right. So we did this with our first two guests on the first episode that we recorded yesterday, and we're going to rope you guys into doing this as well. So we want to go around the table quickly and have everyone say from today your favorite session that you either went to or hosted, your favorite swag or activation from upstairs, and what you had for lunch. I see the look on your face, Shannon.
I can't answer two of those questions.
Oh no. Why does no one have lunch?
I don't know. It needs to stop, honestly.
So, okay. There is a little bit of a contingency plan,
which
is coffee order. Because most people, when they were like, I didn't have lunch yesterday, I just had four coffees.
I can maybe answer that. Okay.
Let's throw it to Tara first. So,
okay.
Tara, favorite session, your favorite activation or swag, and then what you had for lunch.
Okay, so I can answer all these questions. Although I feel prepared. Like the first one's a little unfair since it's only Tuesday and there's so much more to get into.
Yeah.
But I really would sit out Planned Parenthood today. Really awesome. The brand honoree, I think, of Adweek, right? Brand visionary, was it? No, Pharrell was visionary. A visionary. I think Planned Parenthood was your brand purpose.
Yes.
That was it. So it's just an awesome award. I mean, it's very cool of Adweek to recognize Planned Parenthood, and I mean, for obvious reasons, and it's really hit home and just an amazing conversation to have on stage. So that was great. There's also so many more that I really liked, but I won't get into it now. The second question on the lunch, or was that activation?
Swag. Either
activation.
Order. You can pick.
So I got a Yeti thing last night.
Ooh,
so okay. I brought it to get my coffee this morning, which made me feel good about myself and saved a plastic cup. And then I actually did eat lunch. I had some raviolis or gnocchi, actually both, because you had ravioli and gnocchi and some salads. So I actually managed to eat, which felt pretty good. But well, now I'm hungry again.
Congratulations on being our first guest to have had lunch.
Yeah. God, I feel like a slacker,
man. John or I.
Oh, no.
That's going back to Shannon now.
Pressure's on.
Oh, man. So, well, my favorite overall talk, I had the honor of hosting, or rather moderating two, and I got to speak to Kaylin Thornton, who's the CMO of Gatorade. And Gatorade has had this really solid reputation for elevating their platform to speak to a higher purpose. And I thought that Kaylin did a really excellent job of talking about the responsibility that brands have to their audiences beyond selling a singular product. So purpose over product has been a through line through everything that I've gotten to moderate thus far. And you could see the audience really engaged. You could see how passionate he was about his role. He doesn't take his role lightly. He understands that the power that he wields, not just as a representative of Gatorade, but just as a person within our industry, and him talking about how powerful this industry is really hit home. And also he took a moment to show Gatorade's latest work, where they honored Serena Williams. And that may have been a mistake on my end, because I keep forgetting that every time that ad comes up, I cry. So we were both looking at each other as the thing was going. We were like, hold it together. But it really spoke to how the brand has been so intentional about recognizing athletes across the gender spectrum and not keeping it to just the boys. So it was really great to have that conversation. Now, aside from that, shout out to Manoj Raghunandanan over at Johnson & Johnson, who was part of our masterclass about marketing to a multicultural audience, and he just killed it. Like, he knocked it out of the ballpark, and he was so passionate about like brands doing more. Like, it's not enough to have a activation or an initiative and not do any follow-up to really provide resources for that community. So all of that was really, really special. In terms of activations
or swag,
Group Black has Bluetooth speakers that
Ooh.
They're giving out.
Ooh, that's a hot one.
I did not see those yet.
And they are nice, and they are branded, and it was the coolest thing I've received thus far. Although that's not to say that VML YNRs has been giving out really quality towels. No one understands how hard it is to get a quality towel in a swag bag. It's usually like rug consistency.
It's usually you wash it twice and it just falls apart.
And it's just a memory. It's just a sheer memory. Whereas these are like solid, solid towels. So I really liked those two. And my coffee order was a tall caramel macchiato.
Yeah,
it was a tall iced caramel macchiato, and it was very delicious. And I'm going to get food right after this.
That's amazing.
While we're on the topic of coffee, Al, who brought you your first coffee of the day today?
I was struggling, guys, today. It was pretty rough.
We had a very fun
party at the wharf, which was great. And so I needed coffee this morning, and I had a very early morning session with one of our partners, Podsites, which was really cool. And John brought me my coffee, which was very nice of him. Even though it had the wrong milk in it.
GM of podcasts and errand boy.
Errand boy as well. Yes. So that was probably my favorite thing that I had, was that coffee, because it saved my life. So I'm going to go in reverse order. I did pick up, I have a picture of it, so I'm going to pull it up real quick. I took a picture of the best swag I've gotten so far. It is a Casely Power Pod, which is a magnetic power brick that you stick to the back of your phone. Mm. So you don't actually have to like plug in anything. You just charge up the power brick. And then my favorite session for the day, Shannon already mentioned it, but it was the Gatorade one, which was pretty incredible. John, honestly, people just want to know what you had for lunch at this point. But
we'll get to lunch in a minute.
Okay.
So my favorite session was one that Ann moderated earlier this morning with Group Black and OMG. And I really like the messaging that Travis had around their whole focus around turning influencers into makers. And instead of, you know, sort of having them just create their original content like they usually do, and then finding a way for a brand to just kind of put their logo on top of it, really turning them into makers that work with the brand to create something kind of custom with them, I thought was a really interesting messaging and takeaway. Yeah. And he had a lot to say about sort of like the mental health of influencers, how much, you know, they're sort of starting to get like worn out and all this, and sort of not knowing like where and when their next paycheck is coming from. And then finding a way to, you know, he talked about being employed 52 weeks out of the year, that, you know, it's a year-round job for them, work with a brand, make it more of a steady thing and less kind of project based, that I thought was like a really interesting message and sort of a little bit of a shift in the industry from the way it kind of has been historically.
And even like from a consulting perspective too, right? Like influencers, instead of just creating the content, like they can be a person that has a brain that's really invested in helping the brand develop.
Exactly. It does go both ways, right? That, you know, not only is the brand, you know, telling them how to, you know, advertise on their behalf, but it's also, you know, what should the brand be doing to be better, reach their audience in the right way.
Makes a lot of sense.
So my activation of the day is I finally went up to, are we calling it the color wall? Upstairs, is that right?
I don't know if it's specifically called the color wall, but please describe.
I'm going to call it.
We know what you're saying.
The giant mural that says Brand Week. I grabbed some Sharpies and started adding some orange zebra stripes.
Very cool.
That's how I spent part of my afternoon.
I haven't done that yet, but I also can't draw. So
there's a lot of branding going on. I've noticed people writing www. Like a house. It's like, okay.
You can find me
sense.
At.
It's very fitting, though. Yeah. We are at Brand Week.
I know. It made me smile.
And then potentially my biggest takeaway of the week is that I think I really like having dessert at lunch.
The dessert here is really good.
I think it's both.
I miss the cannoli today.
Shout out to the dessert team at the Intercontinental Hotel. They must have a team. It's very good.
Yeah.
French pastry chefs.
But there was this like cake in a martini glass kind of thing. That
was very good.
I had two.
Fancy.
I had two of them.
Shannon's like,
I did it.
I just need to eat one.
I had to rush. I saw it and I was like, that is gorgeous. And I was like, I'm going to grab one.
Next time you take that on, you take that on the run.
I told myself I was going to grab one, and then I went back.
You had enough for the both of us.
Priorities.
Yeah. We had an average of one between the two of us.
Right. So yum, yum, yum for me. Thank you.
Well, we talked about it a little bit on the first episode, but now we actually have the moderator of the amazing session from day one. I'd love to hear, Shannon, you know, you got to speak to Pharrell. What was that like?
So let's go back a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's go back to that day where I woke up and just screamed. I was like, why me? What is happening? What is this? I was very nervous all day. I've been fortunate enough to talk to a lot of incredible people in our industry and in entertainment, but this was the easily the biggest thing that I've had to do. And he's just done so much outside of music that I was like, I felt this pressure to encompass everything in this one talk. And then I realized that wasn't my job. It was to really talk about like what he's doing specifically to grow branding and to take brands to task, to take on a higher purpose. And so getting to talk to him was really key. I was just like, I just don't want to fall and on the stage because that would be really bad. And I don't want to have this like dead conversation. And he made it so, so easy because he is naturally passionate. I think we've all kind of encountered the marketer person that knows how to package a message. But when it comes to having the right heart and drive behind it, it's not quite there because at the end of the day, it's just ROI and KPI and just hitting the marks. And that didn't feel that way at all with Pharrell. He really wants brands to recognize their full potential to drive not just change, but policy change. And there's just so much power in that. And there's so much power in using his platform to correct these issues in a big way, because he doesn't have to do this. It was really eye-opening in terms of like just how much he quietly and literally quietly, because he is a very soft-spoken man, how much he quietly does to shift our industry in a better direction. So I was really fortunate enough. I was really, really fortunate rather to not only speak to him, but be able to offer that to our audience as well. So it was a lot. It was really, really great. And he was very, very warm. He gave me a hug on stage. I was like, oh, okay. And he gave me a hug in the green room too. He was genuinely excited that he got to be here. And that was nice too, because there's like, hi, you're Pharrell. Like, why are you?
I think he knows. Yeah,
like, you're excited to be here? Like, I'm excited to be here. But he was genuinely super, like whooping. Like, he was so excited. And it was just really great to have that energy here.
That's amazing.
Well, you did a fantastic job.
Yeah.
Cool as a cucumber.
You almost go to that.
I really mean it.
Thank you so much.
And I think my biggest takeaway from that session is that, you know, by the end of when he was done talking, I almost forgot that he had a music career, right? That he had so much to talk about kind of since then or on top of that, that you could just forget about the music career. Still an amazing person, an amazing career just through, you know, everything he's doing through his platform, philanthropy work, investing in the Black community, like all of these things that alone is like, you know, with just that, he still probably would have been up on stage.
Yeah. I mean, like he doesn't have to even stray from the music if he doesn't want to. The music could carry him for the rest of his life. He's
absolutely
one of our most prolific music producers of our time. He never has to. I mean, I don't know the man's financials, but my guess is
I'm assuming he's okay.
I'm assuming
number one he's revenue stream.
That's a good assumption.
He never has to like venture out if he doesn't want to. But to see him like tap his own potential and use that to be like, hey, I can bring all of what I have to offer creatively to skincare, to fashion, to shoes, to, you know, anything else I put my mind to, and then say, okay, now that I've done that, now I'm going to help other brands reach their potential and see what they can do to help, you know, the queer community, the Black community, disabled folks. Like, it's just, he does so much And we always talk about, like, he is like the perennial vampire. Like, he looks like he just has all the rest in the world. And he's doing so, so much and just making it look so easy.
And I almost kind of want to make the comparison. I didn't think a sports analogy would come up today, but he's almost like Tom Brady in that such a long career, you know, he could have sort of hung up the cleats a long time ago, but mm-hmm. he knew there was more gas in the tank. You know, he wanted to move down to the Bucks, if you will, and, you know, add on a couple more years to his career and just keep going. And he's just found success every step along the way.
It's legacy mm-hmm. building. Like, he's literally just continuing to build out.
And I think this is like his real passion project now.
But like, that's the power of celebrity today as well, right? Like, yeah. I think that the most impressive ones, I think we'd all agree, are the ones that are using their talents and power for good.
Yeah.
And it's like, sure. Amen, you know, more of that, please. Like, it's they're influential.
Yeah.
Brand visionaries.
Yeah. It's using branding and leveraging it in the highest way possible to set like a really, really solid legacy that, like, you said there could be generations after us that never know that he's a producer.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And and then they'll realize, like, oh, not only is he a producer, he probably influenced a lot of great music that I like. So it's incredible to see. He has had time to do all of this, start a creative advocacy agency called Mighty Dream, and still released and still produce Cash In, Cash Out. I don't know if anyone's heard that song. It is dope as hell. It's amazing. So it's like, incredible.
Kind of also a great name, like, considering all the things he's doing, cash out. Like, doing this. No, but in seriousness, also what he said about like curiosities, like, if you're not curious, you're dead. And I was like, totally agree with that. So, yeah.
And that was the one time I buffered, man. I think. I was like, I don't even know how to follow that up.
So, Tara, you mentioned earlier that you've taken a ton of notes.
Have a lot of notes.
A lot of notes. What were some of the other highlights? Could be day one, could be day two. What were some of the other highlights for you so far with the programming?
So a session yesterday with MasterCard and New York Times was super interesting. It was all about sonic branding.
Is that a Raja Raja Manar?
Correct. Mm-hmm. He's great. He's so great.
He's incredible.
He really broke down sonic branding for the audience in a really simple way. And he talked about like three layers, and the first being melody, which was kind of like, okay, like that's a cute thing. And like, I don't really want to listen to it, but that's fine. That's like your baseline. And then he talked about a sonic signature, which was like the meat of what they get into, which is a subset of the melody. And that's where things got really interesting with what MasterCard is doing, because they will, from a geographical perspective and even genre, like coffee house for sports, just riff on the melody and create all these different sounds that will resonate with the right consumer base and audience. So that was crazy. And he said some of the music that they produced actually hit the top of the charts in different markets, like Turkey to like Seoul, Korea. And I was like, that's so cool, right? And then very intelligently off the back of that, they created this album, this compilation of all the chart-topping sounds that was called Priceless. And I'm like, that is priceless. Like, that is smart marketing.
That's
right,
branding.
There. Smart. And then he also had a third layer that was called acceptance sound. So it's like you have to consider like what is part of that melody that or not that you can construct that won't make someone literally go crazy because they're hearing the same kind of melody over and over, right? So I thought that was a really interesting consideration as well. So that was cool from yesterday for me. And then also, like, we spoke a lot about Pharrell, so no need to reiterate there, but just awesome guy. And today, you know, Gatorade as well was just so good. And I think, like we were just talking about a moment ago, what I've been really happy to see as a red thread and a theme has just been business for good. Like, there hasn't been one session that I've sat in that hasn't hit on, you know, whether it be inclusion and diversity or sustainability, really, or just using your power and your leverage of your celebrity or your brand. Like, do better. Like, focus on the community. Don't focus on the acronyms and the KPIs, like focus on just doing better as a business. And that's just made me really happy to hear and see.
And so we've talked about today, we've talked about yesterday, and, you know, Pharrell again. What are you guys most looking forward to in the rest of the week?
Ooh, well, I have a really interesting talk with Jay Livingston from Shake Shack coming up. So I am excited to get into that and talk about building community into your branding. And also, you know, Thursday is Kevin Hart Day.
So, oh, so funny.
It's a big day for us. So I am excited to see that talk with, and he's talking with our editor of Adweek, Jason Lynch. So that should be really, really intriguing and really cool.
I am technically opening for Kevin Hart. So I'm going to A, put that on a resume. B, probably just call in sick and not go because that's terrifying.
Like, so you're going to claim terrifying. It but not do it.
Yeah, I mean.
I'll put on the Adweek suit. I can fill in for you.
Yeah, you're good. It's so easy, honestly.
And Tara, what about you?
I'm looking at the app right now because I've like used the schedule-y thingy. So I'm like, all right, what am I going on?
That's a nice plug for the app.
Right? Download it.
We have an app.
There's, I mean, tomorrow I think is a lot back to the point of like, you know, purpose and meaningful branding. I think there's a lot of that. So I'm excited for a lot of that programming. I know there's a travel session with Away that should be cool. Traveling is near and dear to my heart as I've been on the road for like 2 years nonstop. It's been a little nuts, but that should be cool. And then also on Friday, like all the metaverse content in Web3, I love that there's a whole day dedicated to that. And I think a lot of it is, again, like leaning back into what Web3 really is, which is, you know, circularity and inclusion. And so I'm really keen to see like what the intersection of sustainability looks like with Web3. So I'm hoping to hear some of that come out in some of the conversations on Friday.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see Kathy Hackle, who hosts our Metaverse Marketing podcast that we have as part of the Adweek podcast network, shameless plug. Mm-hmm. Very excited to see her in person because I've listened to her on the podcast and seen talks, but I've never seen her in person. And she is the godmother of the metaverse, as she proclaims. And honestly, it's pretty accurate. So I'm pretty excited to see that.
And so Tara, before we let you go, is there anything else you want to tell our listeners? Where can they find you? What's coming up next? The floor is yours.
I've got a website, tarakknolan.com, branded myself by myself.
Well done.
I mean, look, I'm here to collaborate, and I'm, like I said before, karmic business, finding, you know, the right partnerships and doing good and teaming up with the right people for the right causes, and that's why I'm here. So tarakknolan.com. Shoot me an email or find me on Instagram too.
Love that. And Shannon, you are doing a million things as previously described. Where can people find you on social and where can they hear you on the Adweek podcast network?
If you're looking for me on social, don't. Kidding. I am at Shannon L underscore Miller on Twitter and Instagram, very light on Instagram, very heavy on Twitter. So I'm looking for me there. And I host a couple of podcasts through Adweek. One of it, which is our longstanding podcast. Yeah, that's probably an ad, with my incredible co-host, a community editor, Luz Corona. Shout out to Luz. And then my newest baby is Off Madison, which is a narrative podcast that takes a look at all of the change makers outside of New York that are working to push our industry in a more inclusive direction. And we have such an incredible roster of talent that wafts in and out of each episode between Adweek experts and so little-known creatives that should be way more celebrated. So we do our best to celebrate them there. And yeah, I'm very passionate about all of it. So please go listen to it wherever you like to listen to podcasts.
And we have so many good podcasts on the network. I tell myself, don't pick a favorite. Don't pick a favorite. It's Off Madison.
I'm like,
John, you're the GM of podcasts. You can't pick favorites.
They're all my children. I love all of them equally, but Off Madison, just a little more.
And as for me and John, we are working tirelessly on the Adweek podcast network, which we are up to like almost like 12, 14, 17 shows. John, how many shows do we have in this network?
18.
Oh my God.
18.
Who manages this?
You didn't see the New York Times presentation yesterday on podcasting, did you?
No. But the great thing is we can catch it on demand.
There you go. Part.
And also, I think at some point you might be able to hear it on this very feed.
Future episode coming soon.
Yeah. So we'll actually have select sessions from Brand Week that will be full episodes that you guys can hear and enjoy. So I'm very, very excited about that. But yeah, you can find me at Al Manarino on Instagram and Twitter. I'm usually wearing a crazy suit on stage, yelling trivia questions at people. So that's a lot of fun. And yeah, I'm very excited about that.
For those of you just listening in, Al's suit today is purple and has an ice cream cone on it.
It's got a bunch of stuff.
It's
very Miami. I see a martini and
yeah, really, if you go outside, you'll kind of blend right in.
If I go outside, I'm going to melt. Yeah, it's hot. It's Miami. But thank you both. Seriously, thank you so much for joining us on the second official episode of Brand Week, the podcast. John and I, this is our baby and we absolutely love doing this. And it's great to have two amazing guest.
Thank you both.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Honored to be here.
And I love your suit, Al.
Thank you.
Yes, ditto.
Thank you for listening to Brand Week, the podcast, part of the Adweek Podcast Network and Acast Creator Network. This podcast was produced by Al Manarino and John Heil and edited by Lane McGibney at Boutwell Studios. You can listen and subscribe to all Adweek podcasts by visiting adweek.com/podcasts. Stay updated on all things Adweek Podcast Network by following us on Twitter at Adweek Podcasts. And if you have a question or suggestion for the show, send us an email at podcast@adweek.com.